Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Migrant families flee from their countries, flee from the harsh conditions, and embark in a life-threatening journey.
The Supreme Court hears oral arguments today on the future of the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy, which Marco Castillo with immigration advocacy organization Global Exchange says violated human rights. President Joe Biden reversed the 2019 policy, which forced people seeking asylum to await their court dates in Mexico, but lower courts reinstated it. Jean Hamilton, a Homeland Security official during the Trump administration, claims the policy is humanitarian.
Eliminating that program created a huge magnet, a huge pull factor for smugglers to be able to start targeting the populations for whom the administration has the most difficulty removing, and that's people who come with children.
Meanwhile, Title 42 will remain in place for now. A federal judge granted a temporary motion to prevent the White House from carrying out its planned May 23rd end of the emergency COVID-related border restriction, which allowed officials to quickly expel migrants. Following a meeting with Ukraine's president in Kiev, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said he believes Russia is failing in its incursion.
We want to see Russia weakened to the degree that it can't do the kinds of things that it has done in invading Ukraine. So it has already lost a lot of military capability and a lot of its troops, quite frankly.
The U.S. is preparing more than $322 million in foreign military financing to help Ukraine purchase weapons directly from manufacturers. A bipartisan group of lawmakers reforming the 135-year-old Electoral Count Act meets today. Maine Senator Susan Collins says they've made progress, including codifying the vice president's role in electoral vote counting. Democrats want to include Voting Rights Act provisions, which Collins worries could kill the bill. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis approved the creation of a new standalone election police force. It comes after a flurry of voting restriction laws passed in red states following false claims the 2020 presidential election was stolen. Twitter says it's accepted Elon Musk's $44 billion offer to take the company private. The Tesla CEO says he wants to bolster free speech on the platform. At the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki did not comment directly on the news, but indicated Twitter could face regulatory action in the future.
There are also reforms that we think Congress could take, and we would support taking, including reforming Section 230, enacting antitrust reforms, requiring more transparency.
And former President Donald Trump was held in contempt of court over a New York investigation into his business dealings. Trump must pay $10,000 a day until he complies, providing requested financial documents. His attorney argued all relevant documents were already submitted. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our eight trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.